Gordo with an exclusive interview.
Yeah, this is a sweet interview with what I think is the sweetest Dallas Cowboy I've ever met, with a really interesting backstory, too, that I had no idea about when I started interviewing him. And I didn't realize that he was ticket cognizant until the end of the interview, which makes some sense because he went to TCU, and more than that, he also went to Prosper High School.
Yeah.
Played for the Colts for three or four seasons, and now he's trying to get a job with his hometown Dallas Cowboys. And as a special bonus during this interview, you'll discover what is on TCU's workout mixtape that will somewhat surprise you because it's an old band.
Okay.
But this was my little interview that I did yesterday with number 94, defensive end Ben Bonigou.
A moment for the ticket.
Can I say hi to my wife real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. Say hi to your wife. Hi.
I got to do this thing real quick.
Yeah. Hey, how are you? How long have you been married?
Got married March 25th this year.
Of this year. Congratulations.
Thank
a
you.
Newlywed, huh?
Yeah.
So you're a TCU guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you meet your wife at TCU?
Yeah. I mean, she was just a student there.
And wasn't a teacher-student thing with you and her?
Yeah. Met her, hit it off. Oh. I took her on a couple dates, and I've been blessed ever since.
So how long did you date before you married?
Four and a half years. And then I popped the question July 1st of last summer. Waited till the season was over and then tied the knot in Mexico. So it was, I'm pretty happy about it. So,
how did a fit athlete like yourself get such an attractive wife? Wait, I think I answered my own question.
Oh. I mean, you know, I'm a nice guy, man. I just, you know, I put my best foot forward, and I mean, I couldn't tell you.
You're a nice guy. You sound like such a jerk.
Yeah, I'm an a-hole, man. Yeah. Tough guy to be around.
So how old are you?
27.
This is around the time where couples start thinking about procreating.
Yeah.
Have you made the first move yet?
Well, not with the intentions of getting a baby, but...
All right, so how's your camp been going so far? Is a day enough time for you to tell how good camp's going to be for you?
No. I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither was any good player. So, you know, I just want to consistently go out there and work and improve and progress and try and help the team any way I can. And
how many days?
It's not up to me to decide.
I mean, did it take for to build Rome?
Oh.
I mean, to build Rome.
I mean, I love my history, but I couldn't tell you the exact amount of days, but I knew it took some time. So, you know, I'm not like super big into just like one country or nation. I like learning about the history of the world and why things are the way they are.
Why are things the way they are?
I think that's a question for another day.
So what is your passion and hobby outside of football?
My passion and hobby outside of football would be probably hanging out with my wife and our dog Mania. We're a pretty adventurous group. We like to go out and see different places around the nation, and hopefully, you know, we'll start, you know, traveling around the world. We're huge soccer people, so.
Did you do soccer as well as football?
No,
or
I didn't.
I guess that football as well as football?
No, I mean, I didn't get the pleasure of playing club sports, you know, when I was growing up.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I mean, I love my Afro beats. I probably listen to that every day. You know, I like my rap, hip-hop. Listen to country music from time to time when the timing's right. I love my rock and roll, more 80s.
Favorite 80s band?
Well, so at TCU we had the same mixtape during practice every day, so I fell in love with AC/DC.
You like that kind of Mixolydian stuff?
No, I wouldn't say I'm a huge music guy, but you know, I dabble a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what kind of dog is it?
Boxer. Yeah.
How old?
He is 3.
Were you saddened by the death of Sinead O'Connor?
I don't know too much about that, so I couldn't really answer on that, but it's always sad when, you know, someone or something passes, so, yeah.
Well, not when Hitler died. I mean, wasn't that sad.
No, I mean, I guess not, but I wasn't expecting that response from you, so, you know.
Understood.
Yeah.
What's the furthest you've traveled?
Furthest I've traveled would be back to Nigeria. Traveled to Nigeria to spend time with my family out there. You know, my
wait, so you have like immediate family in Nigeria?
Yeah. So I have cousins, aunts, uncles. You know, it was good to see them and, you know, enjoy that part of my culture.
Were your parents first generation over here, or was
no,
it grandparents?
So I was born in Nigeria. Yeah, I was born in Nigeria. My whole family's from Nigeria. And we moved here when I was around 6 months old, 7 months old, and try to make a living. So,
did you retain the language? Like, did your parents speak it enough at home to where you could speak both? Are you bilingual?
No, not bilingual. But my wife's been pushing for me to learn some Spanish, and you know, I've been doing pretty good here and there. And
do you play the lottery?
I don't play the lottery.
if you got like $1 billion today, what's the first thing you would buy?
If I had $1 billion today, I'd probably put a lot of it in trying to solve some world hunger. But outside of that, I'd probably buy a couple cars. I'd probably buy a couple watches.
What kind of cars? And what kind of watches?
I don't know. I'd buy some big bodies. I'd buy Rolls Royce. I've seen a couple nice ones.
Rolls Royces have like Apple CarPlay and everything in them now, I think.
Do they?
Yeah. You got a big Instagram following?
No, but that's okay.
All right. Well, I wish you well. You're a great TCU guy, and we're rooting for you.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the light questions, man.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no problem. So found out afterwards he was very ticket aware, and he was like worried that we was going to get a little heavier questions.
Well, you did hit him with Hitler, for gosh sakes.
Yeah.
I didn't hit him with Hitler.
I would call it that.
I love the, what would you do with $1 billion? I'd try to end world hunger and get a couple cars and watches.
But how crazy is that? I was asking where his parents, first generation Americans. He's not even a first generation. He wasn't even born here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he came here from Nigeria when he was 6 months old.
Quite a story.
Yeah.
All right.
And now is trying to make it on America's team. Grew up here in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Let's root for Big Ben.
Yeah, yes, I root for Big Ben. He's a really sweet guy. And seeing him with his wife there on the sidelines, they were just so happy and lovey together. And it was just like a feel-good little story. And it's so cool to see how many nice guys are in football and how they're so regular guys,
yes,
too.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
The more you get to know them, the more you realize that they're just like typical young people, just they're in a very highly competitive and highly rewarding sport if they can make it. But there's a lot of guys who have to struggle to try to, you know, get on with the teams and everything, and it's a very competitive environment. So root for Ben Bonagoo if you can.
You bet.